occurring?
It's a bit late because of Pamela Anderson, but here is our guessing game quiz. Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along on 81199. Three situations, you tell me what happened next. I don't know anything today, so please tell me who's in the lead.
Well, what day are we? Are we
Thursday?
When did we start on Monday?
Monday.
Right, so
yeah.
The first one was a draw, wasn't it? Becky won the second one and the Pussycat Dolls won yesterday.
Right, so...
Good luck with that one.
Who's in the lead?
Well, the Pussycat Dolls and Becky.
Okay, right. So it's a draw between the Pussycat Dolls and Becky.
Yeah.
But they're not here today.
Well, so you're going to have to work out the scoring system then.
Oh, God. That's really complicated. All right, here's your first situation today on Oh, What's Occurring?
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Pamela Anderson?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
When she came in, what aroma did you get off her?
She didn't smell of anything, did she?
I didn't really smell a great deal. Mm-hmm.
Didn't get a waft of anything?
No, I didn't, actually.
No, normally you do. Like when Keira Knightley came in, she smelled very nice.
She moved so fast, I think it was difficult for anything to go past my nose.
A tornado. Right, we asked 10 people in the street, what do you think Pamela Anderson smells like? What do you think the most popular answer was? Chappers.
I think cherry.
Cherry. Becky.
That sun cream that smells of coconuts that's slightly oily.
Oh, I think she smells of suntan lotion
as
well.
Yeah, the oily sun cream that you, like, really low factor that actually doesn't do anything.
I didn't get...
It's quite specific.
I'll be
astonished if you get the point for this.
Yeah, you mean...
people on the beach that smear the oil on and it smells of coconut. Oh, you! Scott's going, me? Yeah. Me? Yeah.
No, I do... You mean the people that don't use... Factor 2, no SPF.
Yes.
That's what you mean.
Don't. You should always use at least 15. But I think she smells of coconut oil.
Yeah. I didn't get close enough. So you're saying coconut oil. You're saying cherry, Chappers.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We asked people on the streets of Great Britain, what does Pamela Anderson smell like? But what was the most popular answer?
I imagine she would smell... like stale old books.
She would smell like a cheetah.
I think Pamela Anderson would smell like a shih tzu.
I think Pamela Anderson will smell like the sea because of Baywatch.
Suntan lotion, coconutty smell.
Bananas.
I think Pamela Anderson would smell like a sausage, a big bratwurst.
Somewhere between roses and the girl that lives in my flat right now.
I think Pamela Anderson would smell like the hollowed out skull of a baby otter.
Pamela Anderson would smell like a boxer dog. I think she would smell similar to that.
So the coconut oil one was in there. So that's good.
And the most popular one was?
Well...
some kind of animal.
I quite like the smell of old books was quite a good answer.
Boots, I thought it was, wasn't it?
I thought it was... Oh, was it boots or books?
Well, okay.
All right.
I can only remember sausage and shih tzu.
Yeah. I like cheetah.
But the most popular answer was, something to do with dogs.
Hmm.
So no points for anyone there. So dogs was the correct answer.
Ow! What's occurring?
Did you go out and talk to them? Was it you who went out onto the streets?
No.
Well, how did you say a suntan oil that smells of coconuts?
Because that's exactly what I would say.
Because
I would
that's
say
what
that.
She looks like she'd wear a lot of.
That
she's
is exactly
tan.
The answer somebody gave.
Well, don't worry about it. Neither of you got a point.
Two people in the world are allowed to have the same opinion.
God.
I'm only asking.
We only asked 10 people, but it was dog related. I don't know why. She didn't smell anything when I can smell her. Okay, next one. You know Pink?
Yeah.
She was on Chris Moyles' show in LA this morning. She wasn't very well, poor love, but she soldered on. And even though she was ill, that didn't stop Chris Moyles being a complete perv to her for the whole interview.
I think he saw that as an advantage.
Yeah.
Get her when she's vulnerable.
But here's my question to you. How many times during that interview with Chris Moyles did Chris make inappropriate comments to Pink? Chappers.
27.
Becky.
I know I'm going low, but...
She was on for an hour, wasn't she?
Yeah.
120 to a minute.
Okay, so Becky's saying 120, Chappers are saying 27. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Chris Moyles chatting up Pink.
How are you? Put your headphones on. I want you to hear my sexy voice. You don't sound really dumb. You sound beautiful. Where are you going? You come to London? Can I see me? Okay. Shall we go for dinner? Screw the album. I want to go for dinner with Pink. Stop stroking yourself while you talk to me. It's really putting me off. Well, that was fun. And you look very sexy in your sexy outfit.
Thank you.
You minx. You filthy minx. I see, you're still in love with him, I think.
No.
No?
No.
So you're on the market? You know, if we were dating, I'd insist you move to London. Well, when you do look, you are tanned. So you're single now. Are you single or not? Yes or no? So I've even decided when you and I get married.
Do.
Yeah, let's go to Brighton and sleep on the beach. Well, I'll take you for dinner in Brighton. It's you on a rocking horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Having fun.
I've never wanted to be a horse more in my life. Oh. We'll be in the paper after we've been for dinner, drunken and sex. So that'll be all over. All right. Well, you can live next door with the dogs. I'll pop in occasionally for dinner and sex. Great. Yeah. We can hang out. I love the fact she put a dress on for me today. Yeah. Okay, so if we go out for dinner, what would you prefer to eat? All right. Well, look, it's a date. We had such a great time, and then we had sex.
Why does he do that?
Oh.
You really don't like it.
The answer was 25.
Get in.
25.
Oh. What's occurring?
Well done, Chopper.
Thank you very much, yeah.
That made me feel truly uncomfortable. When they're all put together like that. Because you would if you were Pink, wouldn't you? You're back
all
on
that
the
mic.
Anyway, Chappers 1, Becky 0. Oh, what's occurring? Play along at home on 8119. You know Jo Wiley?
Yeah.
She sounds so nice on air, doesn't she? And she.
Well, not when she was talking to Katy Perry, but you know.
No, she is lovely, though. She's the loveliest lady in the whole world.
She's really nice.
She wasn't very nice about us, though.
Nah, she's only playing.
I know.
What, though, if Jo Wiley was a diva? We got Jo to call up a pizza shop in Chorley.
As you do.
Yeah. And demand free pizza. Here's my question to you. Did she get a free pizza just because she is Jo Wiley? It's a yes or no.
Thanks. God, you explained the question to me. No.
Okay, Becky.
Yeah, I think she would. Yeah. Well, it depends how rude she was. Yeah, I think she would.
So you think she'd get a free pizza just because she's famous and she's Jo Wiley?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Diva Jo ordering a pizza.
Good afternoon, Jamie. How may I help you?
Hi, can I order a pizza, please?
Yes. Are you going to pick us up?
It's Jo Wiley here, by the way.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to have to pay for that, will I?
I don't know what's going on. Can you explain it to me? I don't know what's going on.
I'm Jo Wiley.
If I buy one pizza, I get one free, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm Jo Wiley.
Yeah, but I do apologise. I don't know you.
Come on, I'm Jo Bleeding Wiley. You know, changing tracks, shuffle, live lounge. You're actually talking to me.
Okay, what can I do for you?
I'd like a pizza, please.
Okay.
So, can I get it for free or not?
I'm afraid no. I'm just walking here. I'm in staff. I can't give anybody.
Listen, love, I've not paid for food for 20 years.
Uh-huh. You can't get anything free now. Sorry.
Listen, I am Jo Wiley and I do not pay for pizza.
I don't know who's Jo Wiley.
You know me.
I'm afraid I'm a foreign and I don't know you. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, I'm friends with bloody U2 and I've got Ricky Gervais in my phone book. Listen, think about the stories you can tell people about giving me free pizza. You could dine out on this one for years. You could say, I gave Jo Wiley a free pizza. Your friends would say, what, really? The Jo Wiley? And you say, yeah, and the actual Jo Wiley.
I don't have a clue what you're talking about. You have to have a pizza for you. What for? I don't know.
Because I'm Jo Wiley.
Oh, bless Jo for doing that.
Did she know she was being recorded?
Oh, bless her.
But I'm a foreign. Oh, love her. Thank you to Manzar at that pizza company in Chorley for being so nice and patient with Diva Joe. You're right, she didn't get a pizza.
Yay. Oh.
Chappers wins today's Oh What's Occurring. Let me know how you did on 81199. Sorry, Pamela Anderson. It's 5:49. Here's Newsbeat with Jonathan Blake.
Digital. FM. Online.